Before we get started, I normally don't check my phone when it goes off, but some odd reason I felt I ought to. Tammy sent me a text real quick. Sharon fell. I don't know if anybody had heard that. Sharon Ashcraft fell last Friday, or this past Friday. Let me go ahead and bring it up, because this way I can. And Shauna actually put it on and says, "Say a little prayer for my mom. She fell Friday, stepping from the house onto the deck, and broke her finger and her arm." So we need to keep Sharon Ashcraft in our prayers. So that's one more we need to add to our prayer list. Chris and Renee and the kids aren't here this morning. They're coming back from Terre Haute. They had a cookout with the family yesterday, and it got late enough they decided it was smarter to stay up there than it was to take and try and drive back in the dark. So that's where they're at. Lesson this morning is question I've got for you is how well do you listen? I know for some of us I'll try and speak up, Leo. Sorry, move that up a little bit. Some of us have problems hearing. We actually have issues with our hearing. So that's not what I'm talking about. And it doesn't matter how big your ears are. It doesn't matter if your ears are this big around, sitting out here to the side of your head, or you've got little bitty tucked ears. It doesn't matter. How well do you listen? That's the difference. Not how well do you hear. I mean, Jesus says this several times, and he actually talks about it. And he says, "He who has ears, let him hear." He says it in Matthew 11 and 15, talking concerning John the Baptist. He talks about it at the end of the parable of the sower in Matthew 13 and 9. And then again, when he's actually giving an explanation of the parable of the tares in Matthew 13 and 43. And he's just telling us, those who have ears, let them hear. And then also, he talks to the churches in Asia. And this is all these come out of the book of Revelation. And it's talking, and it says, "He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Like I said, those are all referenced out of Revelations. It's Revelations 2 and 7, 11, 17, 29, then 3 and 6, 13 and 22. But what is the point of this saying? I mean, what are the points of this saying that Jesus is trying to get? Well, you know, I can hear. Several people will tell you, I'm a great listener. If you get me out of the room. If I'm on a phone, and when I was in college, I was real bad about it, because I would be, at the end, all you had was a landline, so I would have to be on the phone. Well, the TV was on, and my mom would finally go, "Are you watching TV?" Because I got to, because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening. I wasn't using my ears to hear what I needed to hear. And sometimes what Jesus is telling us here is we need to be the same way about God's Word. We can take and hear the Word, but sometimes it either bounces off or it goes straight through, depending on what mood we're in. Sometimes people have that ability that it's not the point they're hard of hearing, it's the point that they don't want to hear what you're telling them. There's the dull of hearing, which is talked about in Hebrews 5 and 11, and that's when a person has problems, you have problems trying to explain to them about the Word. They have their preset conceived ideas of what the Word is. Or they may not even, the world has got them so confused, and they want to be in the world more than they want to take and listen to what you're telling them about God. And it's not really the problem is not the material. It's not what we're talking to them about. It's not that God's Word is wrong. It's not the point that you're trying to take and explain it to them. It's the point that they're not listening. They're not using their ears. They're not actually willing to open up their ears and take and hear what you're trying to explain to them or what you're trying to teach them. And that happens to a lot of people, and it's almost to the point you can say that of the people that are dull of heart, or they've corrupt, their heart is soft, has been hardened, like God talks about. He hardened their heart because these people, they just don't want to hear it. They don't want to take and hear what you have to say. And the problem with that is, number one, it prevents them from understanding God's Word. The one very important thing is, I mean, they don't understand what God wants them to do. Also, it takes and keeps them from turning away from sin and turning to God. Because if they don't hear the Word, if they don't understand what you're trying to explain to them, they're not going to know what you're trying to tell them. They're not going to realize that they need to take and turn from the sin. And then, ultimately, the problem with that is it keeps them from being saved. It keeps them from taking and learning the salvation and becoming saved like God wants us to be. Then there's another type of listener, and those are the ones that have itchy ears. And Paul actually describes this in 2 Timothy 4 and 3. Let me turn there real quick. Maybe quick. Second Timothy 4 and 3, and also verse 4. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate themselves to teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will also turn aside to myths." So people like that, they're wanting to hear the preacher talk about what they want to follow. A lot of that, I believe, that's why you can see a lot of the denominationalism today, is because they don't want to hear the full truth of God's Word. They want to take and hear what they want to hear, because it's easier to take, and if I'm already doing this, that if I'm doing three things, well, do I want to have to go ahead and do this fourth or fifth thing that God wants me to do? Well, I'm already doing three things, so I'll just stay with that. And if you have a preacher that gets up and actually preaches that, then they're going to listen to that. But once you go past that point, then they start they get that dull of hearing. They don't want to hear what they're not doing. They don't want to hear the sound doctrine that is coming from the Bible that we have. And then they will take, and if you have a preacher that's preaching sound doctrine, then they'll take and they'll say, "Well, you know, I really don't like what he's preaching. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go find a preacher that's preaching what I want to hear." Because they're more worried about what they're hearing and what they're feeling, but they don't want to change. They're not completely to that point of actually wanting to know what God's true word is. And then we have those who hear and those who listen with a noble and a good heart. Those are the people that actually take and want, like the Bereans were listeners of that this kind. And we can see that in Acts 17 and 11. But they were fair-minded. They took and they were willing to hear everything that Paul was preaching. They wanted to know what the Word actually said. They weren't worried about the preconceived ideas that they had in their head. They wanted to know exactly what God wanted them to know. They wanted to take and be ready. And they would go into a worship willing to listen. But then, not only were they willing to listen, then they would go out and they would actually look it up. They would take and study to make sure that what is coming from the pulpit or whatever the person who was teaching them correctly. And that's that's an importance to being a good listener, is to take and be willing to take and listen and realize that, you know, I may not be right in what my thinking is. And if somebody can make me think and realize that, you know, I need to take and change my thinking on this. Once you study it and realize there is something out there that I didn't realize. Because if we take and come in here with preconceived ideas, it's really hard for somebody to change your mind. I mean, you have your understanding of the Bible. I'm not trying to say against that, but if you have it to the point that you're not willing to go ahead and listen to what is being taught and then actually prove it, not just take and say, okay, well, Brother Kurt says this, or Brother Jim said this from the pulpit, so that must be right. Don't ever do that. We both try to do our best to bring you the true word, but always check us. You always want to take and remember and go back and say, now is that really what they meant to say? Because I could take and get screwed up in my thinking. I could get a word twisted and make it sound wrong. So if ever I take and say anything, please come to me and tell me, hey, can you tell me what you were meaning here? And if you're being a good listener, then that's going to take and it's going to be essential to your faith. It's going to be essential to take and help you to have that saving grace that God and receive that saving grace that God is wanting to give us. And then also, it's going to take and it's essential to helping us bear fruit. Because if you're not following God's word, if you're not following the true word, then you're not going to bear fruit. You're not going to take and be that person that's out there help in expanding God's kingdom. If you're listening with dull ears, you're not going to hear anything. It's just going to bounce off of you. But if you're listening with willing ears that you're ready to listen when you come in here on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, whenever you're together with another Christian, if you're actually listening, not sitting here going, okay, now I've got to take and do this on Wednesday, I got to do this on Thursday, but try and put it out of your minds and say, I'm here. I'm here to worship the Lord. I'm here to take and I want to pay all attention to the Lord. I know that there's distractions. There's distractions in the world throughout the week that's going to be that way. But there's distractions that we let our minds take and creep in. You know, I got a phone call that I've got to be here in 30 minutes after church for whatever reason. You got to go help your son load a car up, or you got to go do this, or you got to go do that. And I understand that. That does happen. That's part of being human. That's part of that issue. But we need to take and do our best when we're here in the here to take and listen to the word and take and pay attention to what is being said, but then also be willing to take and go, you know, I may not be right on this. I need to study a little more. They've kind of hit something that wants to make me think that I need to work on. And if you're listening with good ears, that's going to help keep from having division. If you're listening with your good hearing, if you're actually paying attention to the word, then you're going to take and not have that issue of division in the church, because that helps keep us all in one mind and in one heart. It keeps us from taking and having these different thoughts of, like we have in the denominationalisms, well, you don't have to be completely, you don't have to be baptized. You can be sprinkled as a child, on and on. Those are all man-made things. Because a man thought, I think this is better than what God had to say. Because they weren't listening to God's true word. And if we're not listening to God's true word, we're actually going to take and we can take and fall away because we're not paying attention to what He wants us to do. Now, how can we take and be better listeners? I mean, I know that there's times that I definitely need to be a better listener. My wife and kids will tell you that. If you want me to listen, turn the TV off. Make sure you get my attention, if nothing else. Don't take and come up and start talking to me when I'm focused on something else. Whether it's a TV, whatever it is, you get my attention. Hey, I want to talk to you about this. Then I'll listen. But when we walk into here, we need to take and realize that this is what that we need to be focused strictly on this. We talk about it a lot. Try and put the thoughts of the world behind us. When we walk in that door, turn our cell phones down, turn them off. I should have turned it off this morning, but I'm glad I didn't. But just things that don't let the distractions of the world come in here with us that's going to take and make us take our attention away from God. And pay attention. Actually pay attention to what is going on the whole time. Sometimes it happens. I know I've had it happen. Kurt will say something and my mind will wander, but it's going on a different tangent than what he's going to. And then it's like, wait a minute, oh, come back. Because that does happen. Sometimes we do thinking, okay, well, he's going to go this way, and then realize, no, he wasn't going that way. He was going a different direction. I need to come back and listen to what he's saying. And if it's going to be where there's more scripture reading, read along in your Bible with the person that's doing the preaching. Sometimes I have more scripture in than I do on others, but read the scripture as well. Don't only just take and sit there and listen, because a lot of times if you read it and you're hearing it at the same time, it sinks in a whole lot more. You will take and learn more by reading along in your Bible and then also taking and hearing the word spoken at the same time. Different versions have different issues, so then sometimes you get a little lost, but you still read the Bible. And when you're listening, listen with the willingness to accept and realize that what I'm saying, that you're listening to God's word, not to the point that you're just kind of, well, this is just someone up there talking. I can get up here and talk for an hour about something that you don't want to hear about, or I can get up here and talk. But when we're talking about God's word, that's when we really need to pay attention. Go ahead and listen with intenseness. Pay attention to what the speaker is saying. And then also listen with it in your head that you're going to act. Not only you're going to act on that word, you're going to act on what you hear. Sometimes we can hear it, we will know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it because we don't act on it. Well, you may take and hear a sermon on something and think, you know, that's a great sermon, but then it kind of slides to the back of your mind and then you forget about it throughout the week and you don't act on what God wants us to act on. I'll say, and you get that not only just from up here, but just from reading the Bible. When you read it and realize that I need to act on what God wants me to act on. I need to not only hear the word, but I need to act on it. Because to know it is one thing, but to actually do it from what you've been hearing is completely different. We can take and know the Bible inside and out, but if we don't act on it, then it doesn't do us any good because we're not doing what God wants us to do in His Word. And the main reason I did this, and it's, as you can say, I've said it a couple times, I can be a good listener. I can be. If you get my attention, if I realize that you're really wanting that I need to pay attention. But sometimes I do have that problem. So like I said, this is a lesson more for me, just as much for me as in anyone else. Sometimes I get listening to Kurt and my mind will go a different direction than what he's going. And it's like, I need to come back, pay attention to what he's saying, because that I may have this preconceived idea and I can be completely off base. So we need to pay attention. And so just as you go about your life, be a better listener, not especially when you walk in the doors. Try and do your best to take and put the world aside. Don't think about it the best you can. I know sometimes it's hard. The world does weigh on us, and we take and have things that we've got that we're thinking about, and it creeps in from time to time. But just pay attention to what? Listen to the Word. Listen to God's preaching, and just take and do your best throughout the week to take and then turn around, and not only you've listened to it on Sunday, but then turn around and actually put it into use throughout your daily lives. At this time, if anybody needs prayers from the church, or if there's anything that we can do for you at all, if you would, I wish you'd please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.